now they gotta decide what is this. Sir me as a busy person. But they're gonna drop their fees like crazy because I paid almost $3,000 to put up three signs. Now they're gonna be like $150 for three signs. They found out that they're really bad at line.
Oh, sounds like.
No, they didn't replace like the line.
Yeah, logo. Who was in supervisor for the 2011, do you know? Do you remember? Would that have been Mike Pascoe, Tommy Tom, Tammy? Tommy.
Tommy Martin.
Martin.
Probably Shirley or.
Shirley?
I'm thinking Shirley.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm just trying to find. Do you want me to sit up there with you or you want me to sit right there?
Oh, you can sit there, that's okay. We're just waiting for one more board member, for Mary Lou Myers. So we didn't hear that she couldn't attend, so she should be here. Yeah, she should be here any minute now.
And Ron Christensen and Tommy were there before that group.
Who?
Cruz Dallas, Ron Christensen and.
Mike Pascoe was after them.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can maybe. No worries.
This weather's been miserable.
Just colder than normal?
It was the wind.
The wind was horrendous yesterday.
Yeah, the last 3 days. Today it's pretty nice. I mean, that wind chill factor had been dropping another 20 degrees, at least.
Yeah. I was just cold. I couldn't. I either wanted to be in my car or in the building. I didn't want to be out anywhere. You know, I think I had three meetings yesterday.
Since I had those knees replaced, I get cold. I mean, when the temperature gets below 60, I get cold. I mean, all that metal glued to your bone, you know.
Just, yeah.
You can't ever get it warmed up.
Internal.
You got some kind of heaters in them things, you know.
Yeah. Somebody could, you know, plug your phone cord into it and keep you warm at the desk.
Something.
And no one from the public is here.
Pardon me?
No one from the public has appeared.
Cool. We had rotary yesterday with Paul and Paul gave some information about
it. I just realized that thing.
It's just Paul told us.
They probably don't realize that there's people in the room. So we'll mute them for a minute.
Sure. We're gonna make one more call and try to catch her. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, sure, no problem.
We're trying to reach Mary Lou by phone real quick, and hopefully we'll have an answer here very shortly. Thank you for your patience.
You know what? I put them on mute because they're having a conversation right now.
Oh, good idea.
They don't think they realize that people are here, so they don't hear you either.
Okay, no,
but you can tell them if you want.
Hold on. Thanks. I'm so glad you're here.
No problem. See if you want to call them.
Hi, I'm sorry. I was talking. I didn't realize we were on mute. We're just trying to call Mary Lou one last time to see if she's en route or what's going on. We didn't know anything other than she would be here, so we're just trying to make one more effort to call her.
No problem. She probably won't have cell service between Vine and much of Payson anyway. No problem.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Jason. Let's see if we can respond. And if she doesn't come, we'll have a quorum apparently. We got verification of that.
Okay. We can still do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's. This is Michelle. Hey.
Oh, okay.
she will not be here. So we'll go ahead and... And how do we unmute? Just like...
The red button.
Okay.
And then volume.
Thank you. Okay, so, do you hear me? You hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So unfortunately, she had to put her husband in the hospital, and she just, in all that stress, she just forgot the meeting, and she apologizes to everybody. She's so sorry that she won't be joining us. But we do have a quorum with you gentlemen, so if you'd like to go ahead and call the meeting to order,
sure.
You're welcome to do so.
We're sorry about Mary Lou's husband.
I know. He has pneumonia, and he is under observation, so we'll wish him the best.
Oh, well.
Sure. Well, for lack of a different way of going about it, if you don't mind, I'll call the meeting to order. We'll have elections here at the end of this agenda.
Right. Well, we'll have you be the acting chair for purposes of calling the meeting to order.
Okay. So we'll call the meeting to order at 9:04. The meeting is being held in the Community Development Conference Room in Payson at 745 North Rosemont. No. It's 610 Highway 60, 260 in Payson, as well as the Community Development Conference Room in Globe at 745 North Rose Mofford Way. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Bill, would you lead us the pledge?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Michelle, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Board Member Nye?
Here.
Board Member Marshall?
Present.
And Board Member Myers has been excused. We have a quorum.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, this will be easy. Bill, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes, I have.
I have as well, so I'll take a motion to approve the minutes.
And I'll second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 5 on the agenda is the meeting dates for the next year. Just to be for everybody, nothing's changed. It's still the third Thursday of each month at 9:00 in the morning. We need an approval for these dates apparently, so Bill, I have a motion to approve those dates.
Yeah, I also move that we approve the meeting dates for 2019. For the Planning and Zoning and Board of Adjustments calendar.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 6, Director of Planner Communications, Michelle.
Did you want to go ahead and vote on the chair and vice chair at this time?
Or would you? I don't care.
You're in charge. Well, we can. We could wait until Mary Lou joins us at the next meeting if you would like, or you could make the decision today.
I would move that we wait until Mary Lou's present.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I move we table the item until the next meeting.
Okay. That
Bill?
Sounds good.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. There you go, Michelle.
Okay. Now, and I do not have anything to discuss today other than the case that's before us on item 8 of the agenda.
Okay. Item number 7 is U18-08, Debbie Davis. Community development staff approved U18-08, a request to construct an 8-foot privacy fence along the northern boundary of the property. The application was appealed by John Taylor on August 20th, 2018. Michelle?
Yes, as you stated, the request is for a fence over 6 feet in height. If the fence wasn't over 6 feet in height, it would not require a use permit, so just to be clear why we're here. The applicant stated that there are several reasons for the fence being the extra height, primarily an elevation difference between her property and the adjacent property to the north, as well as just to provide ample screening between the two properties in general. There has been some ongoing, want to call a dispute, but disagreements between the two neighbors with respect to some goats that are currently located on Ms. Davis's property. And Ms. Davis felt that this privacy fence would be a good way to screen the goats and her property in general from Mr. Taylor's property to the north. The elevation of the property isn't really the only thing that we looked at in our evaluation. We just agreed with the applicant that the privacy fence would hopefully solve some of these issues that they've had between them for quite some time. We don't have design guidelines with respect to fences in the county, but we did provide, well actually the applicant provided an elevation of the proposed fence on page 4 of your staff report. Again, we didn't have any design criteria to evaluate it against, but it appeared to us to be at fine, that it would not be detrimental to adjacent properties. And it's not actually going to be straight 8 feet across the entire fence, as you can see from the elevation. It's got varying heights. So again, while we didn't have the design regulations in place, we're just solely looking at the height. We felt that it was, a good solution to the problem between the property owners. We've recommended approval. We did approve the use permit on August 8th. Mr. Taylor submitted his appeal on August 20th, so that's why we brought this before you as required by the zoning ordinance. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Ms. Davis is here as well as Mr. Taylor.
Okay, Michelle. On page 5, there's a picture of some, it looks like wrought iron and a metal fence. Is that the type of fence that, I mean, we're not going to approve the type of fence, but is that what we're talking about?
Right, we're not approving the type or design, just the height. But this is an example of the building materials that are proposed.
Okay.
Excuse me, the wrought iron fence is actually what's currently there on page 5. Is that what's currently?
Oh no, we're talking about.
Oh okay.
The design examples.
Oh okay, yeah, that's examples. It's not wrought iron though. It would be wood posts.
Hold on, just a second, Demi. Let me. Yeah. Ms. Davis does have some specific information she can give you on the design. She just was starting to answer some questions. I thought maybe she should come up to the podium, so that you can hear her.
Sure.
Okay.
That's fine. We just need her name and where she lives. Okay.
Did you have any other questions for me at this time before we bring Ms. Davis up?
Not that I don't, but Bill.
No, I don't. I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, go ahead and just state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Deborah Davis. I live at 358 North Sunset Circle in Payson, Arizona.
Go ahead. Okay. Thank you.
And you'd mentioned wrought iron, and wrought iron was actually not a part of the building material, so I just wanted to make sure what picture you were looking at. As far as the type of fence that would be constructed, it is made out of 4x4 posts with 2x4 braces, the wood, and then treated corrugated metal.
Okay.
And the wrought iron fence that's currently there, which looks like a pool fence, that picture, that's what's currently there right now.
Okay. I was looking at page 5 that said included with application.
Okay.
And I was just... Okay. We know that we're only going to talk about the 8-foot or approve or not approve the height
of the
fence,
not
what you're building
okay.
fence with.
Okay.
Is there anything you'd like to tell us about 8-foot fence versus something else, or...
No, just the purpose of the fence, and again, like Michelle stated, it's not going to be 8 foot all the way across. It's going to be graduated, so it would start at 6 foot and just be 8 foot where it's mostly needed, which is for privacy, because the way the houses are sitting, the ability for, you know, from looking in one window right into another window. So I'm trying to create an atmosphere where there is more privacy, as well as, you know, keeping down, like she had mentioned, with the view of the animals that I currently have that have been multiple complaints over. And so it really was a solution for that, as well as to minimize dust, because that particular side of the yard is going to be used for a driveway as well.
All right. Anything from Bill?
You know, I do have one question.
Okay.
Looking at these pictures and stuff, Mrs. Davis, it's kind of hard to visualize some of it, But is there any way that this fence would block you coming out or your neighbor coming out of the driveway onto the roadway?
Oh, absolutely.
The view of that?
Yeah, absolutely not, no.
Okay, I didn't think it would, but I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You said that Mr. Davis was there. Is there anybody else up there that would like to speak on this?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't. Yeah, Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Taylor, I'm sorry.
Would you like to?
Sure.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm John Taylor. Live next door to Ms. Davis. I guess my only statement would be I think it's an 8-foot fence is inappropriate in a residential area. And apparently Gila County has some reservations too, or a permit wouldn't be required. So I really see no purpose for an 8-foot fence.
Does anybody on the commission have any questions? Mr. Taylor?
Mr. Taylor, I do have one question. Your only objection then is just the visibility. You won't be able to see with the fence there. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you.
Michelle?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. So the reason that a building permit is needed for a fence over 6 feet in height is more of a structural and safety concern. We just need the opportunity to look at it to make sure that it's constructed properly, it's safe. So that's the reason for the use permit and why a building permit is required over 6 feet. It's not with regard to views or anything of that nature.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, we'll close the public portion then. Bill, do you have any questions or?
No, I don't.
Are you ready to move forward?
Pardon?
Are you ready to move forward on this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I will take a motion with regards to item number 7, U1808.
I would so move that we approve the zoning application for U-18-08 by Mrs. Davis to build the 8-foot privacy fence along the property line.
I would second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Michelle, is that what you need, or do we have to approve your decision? Is that effectively the same then?
The way that you stated the motion is just fine. So
okay.
you supported our recommendation of approval. Or our approval. I'm sorry, I say recommendation because usually I need your recommendation first. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you. Item number 8 is adjournment. I move we adjourn.
And I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to seeing you in
Globe
sometime.
I will contact board number 9. We'll get that set up, scheduled. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Enjoy your drive. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.